Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So as the BP disaster became clear to the world, President Obama ordered a stop to all drilling in more than 500 feet of water, a six-month moratorium. Yesterday, though, a federal judge in New Orleans blocked that moratorium on deepwater oil drilling, and Judge Martin Feldman said that the Obama administration hadn't justified suspension of the drilling. Hours later, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced he will issue a new moratorium, and meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the administration will actually appeal the ruling.
Continuing to drill at these depths without knowing what happened does not make any sense.
Well, what does make sense in the Gulf at this point? Greg Gautreaux, president and CEO of the Lafayette Economic Development Authority, joins us from Lafayette, Louisiana. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And Dave Cohen, news director at WWL in New Orleans, is also with us. Good morning, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
So, Dave, you're not far from the courthouse. That appeal could be filed as early as today. What do you know?
Well, we know that the federal government has pledged it will file that appeal, but the attorney general here in Louisiana doesn't think it's got much of a shot at success. He says the judge's ruling was well-reasoned and pretty rock solid. The federal government may see that same writing on the wall, and that may explain why the Interior Department, at the same time it's promising an appeal, is also promising to issue a new second moratorium. And our analysts tell us that that's got a good shot at being more successful because now they know exactly what the problems were with the first one. They can answer those in the second one and make it much harder for the plaintiffs to get a second moratorium overturned.
So is this a matter of not crossing the T's and dotting the I's on justifying the moratorium, or is it all about presidential authority, that the president really doesn't have this authority to shut down an industry in the Gulf?
No, the judge didn't question the authority of the administration or the president of the United States to do that. What he said was that it wasn't justified in the first moratorium, that it was hastily delivered, and there was no justification for stopping all drilling and punishing every oil company for the faults, apparently, of BP. Now that the federal government knows what the problems were, it has the opportunity to issue a new moratorium where it does actually present evidence and justify the need for a moratorium, which it didn't do the first time around.
All right, Dave Cohen, hold on there. News director at WWL in New Orleans has been following the developments in the Gulf for us since this really began on April 20th. Greg Gautreaux, president and CEO of the Lafayette Economic Development Authority, I gather that a moratorium makes you feel pretty punished in this, even though you aren't responsible for the BP oil disaster at all.
Well, that's correct. We're the people who are suffering from this tragedy down in South Louisiana and Louisiana along our coast, and we feel like we're being punished for the thing that happened to us. It seems to be like adding insult to injury, just unfair.
But, Greg, doesn't it make some sense, since so much of this disaster was a surprise, to just hold the line for about 6 months or so and see whether we can make sure that this was just a one-off on BP's part and not a general problem with the industry? Because there are a lot of jobs that are affected outside of the oil industry because of this gusher.
Well, there are a lot of jobs that have been affected in Louisiana, that's right, seafood industry, et cetera, jobs across the nation probably that come from a ripple effect. But the truth is, a 30-day moratorium, a look back, the answer is inspections and enforcement. The answer is production while long-term solutions are determined. 6 months will destroy the industry because once these rigs leave, they won't come back.
How many rigs are we talking about? How many rigs are we talking about?
We're talking about initially 33 rigs that are under development at the time. They're in the process of drilling. And then overall over 70 rigs that were in the process of being permitted to drill.
Now, Greg, so, I don't know about this industry so much. So you need to give me some details here so I can understand it. Are these rigs actually set up and drilling, and they're going to pull their drills out of the ground because of the moratorium and go somewhere else? Is that what you're talking about?
That's correct. That's exactly right. For over 30 of these rigs, they're set up. They're working out in the Gulf of Mexico. They're drilling wells, and they'll be stopped in the process. They'll pull out. These rigs cost $500,000 to $1 million a day. That's what they rent for. They'll go down to offshore Brazil and other places. They'll resume their activity there with different workers, and we'll be left holding about a $900 million direct wage deficit, or $11.6 billion economic impact in Louisiana. Well, just in my little two-county area, we're talking about a $2.4 billion impact.
Well, Greg,
over
why
7,000 people losing their jobs?
No, the number of jobs, the amount of money that you're talking about. Why don't you just appeal to the BP claims fund? I mean, you have a claim just like any other industry.
Oh, there's a claim of a fund of $100 million, of course, and I just mentioned we have $938 million in direct wages. That's not profits that come back to pay indirectly for all the industry. I mean, we have a huge industry, and we feel very proud as Americans that we've provided the energy for the rest of the nation.
I understand that, Greg.
Isn't it
BP's responsibility to pay your costs, keep the moratorium, worry about safety, protect the Gulf, and then resume if it's safe?
BP certainly has some responsibility, but the people of South Louisiana want to go to work. And supplying energy to the nation is our job. And we feel like we're being punished. When the terrible tragedy hit on 911, the airlines were shut down for a brief respite of 7 days. And then inspection and on-the-ground enforcement came into play while long-term solutions were put in place
for
Homeland Security.
I think the White House might argue that that's what they're doing here. But, Greg, hold on there. Dave Cohen, how big of an issue is this jobs question in your reporting there in New Orleans?
It's a massive issue, not only in the direct jobs, but the indirect. You know, the concern along the coast is that towns become ghost towns, that if the rigs pull out and go to Brazil or Africa, and the remaining ones that are supposed to be moving into the Gulf don't, that you see this ripple effect where not only are some of the best-paying jobs in the state lost directly, but then the indirect effect, not only, you know, all the folks who make the pipes and deliver the pipes and ferry the people on helicopters and boats to and from the rigs, and then the convenience stores and the gas stations and the grocery stores in those towns. That's the real concern. Now, when you've already had the loss of the jobs in the fishing industry and the loss of the jobs in the tourism industry, and you mentioned, well, BP should be paying all these people, well, only half the claims so far has anyone seen a dime.
All right, Dave Cohen, news director at WWL in New Orleans, and our thanks to Greg Gautreaux, president and CEO of the Lafayette Economic Development Authority. The issues at stake in the moratorium from the White House on deep water oil drilling in court probably today.